Good morning, everybody. I'm Larry Jacobs. This is 3K12 Education Talk Radio, as always. Okay, we're happy to have you with us today. We have a good show on managing data today, and we're going to have my good friends from Catch On with us. That's Lil Kellogg and Jenna Draper, two wonderful ladies in education with wonderful backgrounds. We're going to give you some tremendous insights for district leaders, including CTOs, curriculum directors, etc. Okay, in an ever-changing technology environment, okay, it pulls people every different ways, and there's got to be a way to manage that, all right, with the teachers using different apps, et cetera, and so they have a product called Catch On, all right, and we're going to talk about that today. It's going to be a nice show, and I'm telling you, these are two wonderful ladies, so I can't wait to have this show get started. So let me do my homework so I can start the show. We're going to archive the show at education-talkradio.org. That's our website. Then we change the schedule over there on Saturdays. So you can go over and see our schedule. If you want to listen to any older show, just go over there, scroll down. Every show we've ever done is on there. Just keep scrolling and scrolling and scrolling and scrolling. Okay, and it'll be there with a direct link. All right, now I'm amazed people still listen to the older shows. I'm talking 5 or 6 years old. It's absolutely unbelievable. So enjoy it, education-talkradio.org. Excuse me. We archive every show over there. We send out a direct link on LinkedIn and Twitter and all that. Twitter is EduTalk Radio. Facebook is EduTalk Radio. LinkedIn is EduTalk Larry if you want to follow us over there. And please go over and read our wonderful magazine. It's a digital journal, Accessibility, Compliance, and Equity for every school, every student, every day. It's doing great. All right, and you'll see some information on Catch On in there, including an interview with Lil and Jenna. I just remembered that. Okay, it's going to be there. It's at ace-ed.org. And please subscribe while you're over there. We'll send it to you. All right, and it's free, and we don't do anything with your data or anything like that. We just want to make sure you get the magazine when it comes out. It's 4 times a year this year. Next year, it's going to be quarterly. All right, let me clear my throat. I am sorry about that, okay? Just I don't know what was going on there. Okay, so ace-ed.org is where that is, and let's talk to Lil and Jenna. Good morning, Lil.
Good morning, Larry. How are you doing?
I'm fine, Lil Kellogg. It's good to have you back on the show.
Thank you so much.
Right, it's a pleasure. Lil's one of the great ladies of education. She's brought with her another one. Hello, Jenna.
Hello, good morning. How are you, Larry?
I'm just fine, Jen. It's good. We haven't talked since ISTE, so it's a pleasure to be talking to you today.
Well, thank you for having us.
But believe me, my pleasure. And more important than that, it's going to be the audience's pleasure when we find out more about your company, which is Catch On, which is linked to Education Networks of America, Lil's company. All right? And I'm going to start off. I want to talk, first of all, Lil, tell us about Education Networks of America. Just do that. ENA.
Okay. Sure. I have been with ENA for about 15 years, amazingly so, and I started with ENA because they provide infrastructure services to schools, and by that I mean connectivity, communication like voice over IP, security, cloud, all kinds of IT services. And when I joined them way back in 2004, what I saw was that schools had all of these wonderful online resources, but the infrastructure, the connectivity just wasn't there. And went over and worked with ENA to kind of help promote connectivity services across the United States, and you know, it's just made tremendous gains, certainly over the last 15 years in having every school, every entity connected to the internet with very robust services. So that's what ENA does, and I've been delighted. They've a wonderful company to work with and for, and as I said, really great work over the last 15 years in making sure that technology is accessible to all.
The equity story, and you guys were a big part of it. So congratulations, and thank you for that overview. Jenna, tell us about Catch On, your side of the company, your company.
Certainly. Catch On was started a little over 2.5 years ago. It was a startup company. It was built to serve a need that I'm sure I'll go into further later. Built to serve a need for school districts.
Talk as loud as you can right into your phone. It's a little low.
Is that better?
Oh, yeah. That's better.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. So Catch On was built 2.5 years ago to serve a direct need for school districts. School districts needed to have more information around how their technologies were used. This was a huge information deficit that school districts were facing, and it was causing them to have really difficult time making decisions around how to support teaching and learning with technology, which, of course, is an ever-growing, ever-changing piece of the teaching and learning puzzle. So what Catch On does is we provide data analytics to school districts so that they can understand how these technologies are being used so that they can truly make data-informed decisions about technology as it pertains to teaching and learning and really be able to drive outcomes with actionable data.
And your website on the homepage, I just want to read this, okay, so people understand that perfectly. You go to catchon.com. Just an example, a challenge. The curriculum director, Sarah Jones, a made-up name, has discovered that several of her middle school teachers are exploring different apps to enhance their lessons. Teachers do that all the time, but it's the Wild West out there, okay? And the person responsible at the end, is the school district. What's the solution? I'm just reading right off the website. Using Catch On, Sarah, our fictional curriculum director, discovers two apps that are far outperforming any other apps. After speaking with a team of teacher leaders, she puts the highest performing apps in her proposal for next year's budget. That's called managing data, and that's what Catch On does. That's a great example on your website. Great example, Jenna.
Thank you.
Okay, and it just sums it up in a nutshell. All right, so saying that, okay, let me go back to Lil from the kind of the parent company, if I may. I'll call it that way, okay, because Catch On is an affiliate of ENA. What brought you two together, Lil? Catch On. It's like eHarmony. Jenna and Lil, it's where the E stands for education. What brought you guys together?
Well, I think the key is while, you know, ENA had, you know, a big commitment to education. We were working with school districts about technology. We really didn't have any way to connect infrastructure to outcomes. So we knew that, you know, we knew that technology and networks and connectivity and all of the IT services that are provided, you know, to schools from a district were all really necessary components. These are, you know, more like utilities. But there really wasn't a way for us to get into the mission of education. You know, we were more involved with the business of education. And as committed to education as we are, we wanted to really kind of make an impact on the mission of education. And that's where Catch On really became very attractive to us, and it's actually our parent company. We're both owned by the same parent company investment.
I didn't realize that.
Owners.
You.
Yes. So we're sister companies, but very operating very closely because of what I just said, this, you know, mosaic of, you know, Jenna called it a puzzle. I kind of look at it as a mosaic of, you know, all of the pieces and parts that really enhance and enhance education and improve student achievement. So this was very attractive to us because obviously we you know have a lot of networks. Support a lot of districts and networks, and what's happening over those networks is very important to districts, as Jenna pointed out. And so this became, you know, a very appealing collaboration. So, you know, and Jenna, you can kind of take it from there as far as like what you know, you think was the connection.
Go ahead, Jenna.
Oh, absolutely. Larry, you know, Catch On was a startup company, and we were growing very quickly. I mean, it sounds so silly to say it, but Catch On was catching on. I'll definitely share more about that in our future conversation. I'm near positive I will be. But, you know, we were looking for a home. We needed a home. I mean, we had so many people who wanted Catch On. The need was evident. Districts were coming out of left and right from various different states saying, you know, we have different needs. We have curricular needs. We have professional development reasons why we want this data. Mm-hmm. We have student data privacy reasons we want this data. And we could not, as a startup company, support the ever-growing need and the demand that we were receiving for Catch On. So to seek a partner like ENA was very strategic, and they were selected. We really wanted to work with them because of their reputation and their longevity in the space. It was a true testament to the market to say, by partnering with ENA and by becoming a parent or an affiliate company of this family of companies, we're saying to the market that we're not going anywhere. We really want school districts to understand that we've made a strong commitment to student data privacy, to data analytics, and this isn't going anywhere. So there's lots of exciting things coming in the pipeline, but because of the synergistic aspects, both from the business side as well as just the overall resources we've been able to receive from ENA and our parent company, our shared parent company, it has helped Catch On grow in ways that we never would have been able to grow on our own.
Yep, hear, hear. And by the way, I got to say this, Janet, 2.5 years, congratulations, because you're really making a mark in the market, okay, and in schools nationwide. 2.5 years, okay? That's amazing. Talk about female entrepreneurship. I mean, that's just unbelievable. So congrats, Jen. That's really wonderful, okay? And let me ask you this, okay? And it's just wonderful. And how did you – what gave you the idea to start this, start Catch On?
Where were you?
Oh,
goodness. you know, I will make a long story short because I'm sure we have so much more better content to get to.
People will want to know that. Go ahead. Please.
You know, I wanted to help schools really understand technology. It was an important piece of how I learned when I was growing up, and I really wanted to help school districts be able to leverage the power of technology, both for teaching and learning, so that they could be confident about it, so that it could truly impact student outcomes and help students meet their needs the way that they wanted to learn in today's education economy. And so when I started speaking to school districts across the country, just trying to understand how they made decisions about technology, it was baffling to me, but also showed me the opportunity that existed that they could not have any information about how their technology was used. It was completely siloed information, sometimes not even available at all via the different app providers. And the way that they were currently capturing that data before Catch On existed was through surveys, and which is anecdotal. And it doesn't happen and evolve as quickly as new technologies are adopted in classrooms. So I wanted to help schools have a way to see pretty much in real time how technology was being used in the classroom so that the decision makers of the technology could actually see the organic use of technology and make decisions based on how the users of the technology were actually using it.
Mm-hmm.
So that is how Catch On was born.
Well, it's amazing. It's been a good birthing and an incredible 2 years. It's like Benjamin Button. It went from being born to something that's a staple of the industry. So it's really, really incredible what you've done. It's the Benjamin Button of education companies. It's just wild. And you said some. By the way, everybody, it's catchon.com. Catchon.com. I should have said that earlier and I forgot. Check it out. It's a really great website too. You said something a few minutes ago, and I just want you to put it in perspective because this is a key. It's like the top thing from COSIN, okay, is student data privacy. Okay, you mentioned that as part of what Catch On can do. Can you talk about that, Jen or
Absolutely.
Lil? I'll say ask Jen, but feel free to pass it between the two of you.
I'll pass to Lil. She can take the wheel whenever she wants. So I believe that student data privacy is a problem that's facing many, many school districts across the country.
Yeah.
We see this through our work, our combined work with COSIN. We see it through our work with the organization CETA, with the State Education Technology Directors Association.
Yep. Friends of ours.
This is something that absolutely. We share friends, Larry. You know,
right.
It's something that is constantly changing because of the proliferation of EdTech apps and websites and all this technology that's being used in classrooms that are wonderful assets to teachers and students. but at the same time, these apps do collect data. So where CatchOn fits into this, and quite frankly, we didn't even know we played a role in this until we started working with the great folks in New York, and they have this thing called EdLaw2D, where we fit into that, the intersection of CatchOn and student data privacy, is that we provide data on what's being used on students' devices. That includes websites, applications, subscriptions, across all the operating systems. So what people wanted to know, at first when we started, we showed them how the apps they were purchasing were being used so that they could make more informed financial decisions. But there was another side of that equation. What is being used that we don't know we don't know?
That's
right. And
CatchOn
coined the term rogue apps. So what's happening in the classroom that can't be captured by a survey because it's happening too quickly? It's coming in for a day at a time. Teacher found it on a blog that she really liked, and she said, oh, I'm going to adopt that, and I'm going to put all my students' information in there. So what CatchOn does is by surfacing those rogue apps to the school district administrators, they now have a bird's eye view of what's happening in the classroom so they can make determinations of, do these applications that are being used now that we know they're used, do they fit our student data privacy policies, or even maybe potentially more importantly, do they fit our state legislation? Do they fit federal legislation? COPPA, SIPA? That's really where CatchOn has found a really unique opportunity and one that we're very passionate about. I'm sure Lil wants to share a lot more, so I will stop. Lil, what do you have to share about that?
Well, but first of all, I got to say, Jenna, that was great. I hope every school district in America heard what you just said. I just want to add something. It is the Wild West out there with apps, okay? And I know for a fact, and you guys know this too, that teachers – in their quest to find the right thing are constantly just prowling the internet looking for the right app, or a friend of theirs from another district said, oh, I use this, but that's not good enough. You can't have the Wild West of everything coming in and putting in student information. That is a breach of something really important. And the way you just described that was absolutely excellent. A rogue app. I love that. Thank you. Thank you for that. Lil, I didn't mean to interrupt, but I just had to say it.
No, I think that's great, Larry. And, you know, I have a slightly different take on this than, you know, the Wild West, although I think that's a really good analogy and something that is happening, you know, as we speak.
Well, let me put it this way. The Wild West did become Colorado, okay, which is a really great place, okay? But at one point it was wild. We got to make sure we manage it so it could become a state. Let's put it that way.
Well, you know, education has always been a really great place, and, you know, I think it's a really, you know, a wonderful time to see, you know, so much happening in education today. But, I see it as, you know, a real trend happening in education, and let me describe what I mean. So for many, many years, education was, I'll call it a macro distribution environment. So we had state adoption of textbooks, or we had district-wide adoption of, you know, various applications, and they were used by every teacher in the district or every teacher in the state. And that was a very macro distribution environment. Today, we have what I'm calling a micro distribution environment. So every teacher, every student, every parent, every principal has the ability now to take a look at both core and supplemental curriculum and embed that, you know, in their pedagogy, in, you know, their plans and their lesson plans and everything that they're doing. So, you know, now there's, you know, just a rich variety of resources available to them beyond the textbooks, beyond the, you know, the apps that the district has paid for district-wide. And just to give you kind of an example of that, what CatchOn is seeing is that 94% of the applications that are being used in districts on an aggregate basis for all the customers that CatchOn serves are unknown to the district, 94%. 6% are known to the district. So, you know, this is a huge shift, a huge trend from what I call this macro distribution to micro distribution. Let's call it the Wild West. You know, we can call it, but that's, you know, that is something that districts are grappling with. I mean, when they see that, when we show them that data, you know, they're interested in learning more. They want to know, like, what are the investments that they're missing? So, you know, what are those apps that are being used that have, you know, good results and, you know, teachers really love to use versus, you know, maybe the ones that we've purchased. So, you know, that is, I think, the real aha moment when we work with districts is showing them the, you know, the difference between, you know, what they thought was happening at a classroom or school site level to what is really happening.
And I have to ask, I'm going to stop you there. What is their reaction? I mean, I talk to a lot of districts all over the country, but I am curious, when you show them what's actually being used as opposed to what they thought was being used, okay, their jaws must drop open. But I'm curious as to whether that actually happens. Does it, Lil? Please continue.
Yes. So, yes, they are, you know, this is, as I said, this is the aha moment, and Jenna can speak more to that because she, you know, works more directly with the districts. But, you know, what they purchased, what Jenna had said originally, they purchased Catch On to kind of see the financial ROI. You know, we purchased this application. Is it actually being used? And we have great stories about, you know, that to share as well. But then they see, you know, beyond just their purchases, when they see what we call trending apps, these are apps that are being used across the district, you know, they see two things. One is, you know, oh, gosh, I better just make sure that, you know, the student data privacy, you know, I'm still responsible whether, whether I purchase that app or not. You know, so let's get a handle on student data privacy. But sometimes even more important is, you know, let's see what's working. You know, let's see what teachers are using that they love and that's working for students and make that, you know, make that, share that information, maybe make that a district-wide application. So, and Jenna, you can add on to that.
Jenna?
Oh, certainly. We have plenty of stories like that, Larry. I mean, it's just completely... It's eye-opening, but it's empowering because so long, districts have been subject to getting this information from their vendors. And in all honesty, sometimes that data is not available or, you know, they have to wonder if they can trust that information because what does that vendor have to gain by giving them data that says their tool is not used? So, you know, us being this agnostic third party, it's putting the power back into the district's hands so that they have information to make these decisions without having to feel subject to the vendor. And sometimes it's pretty disruptive to what's happening. It might mean that a pet project, you know, Lil and I have talked about this. We've seen a couple examples of this. You know, some large districts have a pet project that superintendent's been adopting for the last 5 years. Catch On shows it's not used, but there's something else that's being used that's more impactful. And so as they dig into that data, because data facilitates questions and questions lead us to better outcomes and improvement, you know, they're able to leverage that data so that they can find out that there are other tools that are more effective for teachers and students. And they have the choice at that point to change their course or to continue to go down the path of that project that is not being utilized and leveraged. So it gives the power back to the districts, and that's something that we're really proud about.
You should be. And, you know, and we're not glossing over, but I want to make this point. Catch On will help your bottom line budgeting if you're a school district. I mean, student data privacy, knowing what's going on is important. But in reality, if you're wasting money, you just gave that great example about a big project, okay, on something that's not being used when everybody's using another thing. Okay, you're spending money, okay, and that money can be better used for student and the learning and teaching, okay, and so it's really a bottom-line product that does so much else for you. It's unbelievable. I was thinking while you guys were speaking that if it is, in fact, the Wild West out there with the rogue apps catch on would be Wyatt Earp. The sheriff's coming to town.
That's pretty funny.
Okay. Feel free to use that in your advertising. Okay, the sheriff is coming to town. Okay, because here comes law enforcement. Okay, and it's true. What you guys are doing is absolutely excellent. And you used a word a minute ago that I thought was very interesting. We're in an age of disruption, Jenna. Okay, and teachers using all their own, I'll call them what you call them, rogue apps, is disruption. All right, and now do you see Catch On as transformational, or do you see it as disruptive? It's interesting. I think you just used it kind of as a disruptive thing, but in reality, it's bringing everything closer and easier. What do you think? Put that word into perspective, disruptive, for your product.
I'll let Lil take that one.
Well, Lil, you're on.
So, by the very nature of providing insightful, easy-to-consume, and understandable data, it sparks action and change. So, absolutely, it is disruptive. So, if a district, for example, finds out that they bought 10,000 licenses of an application, they're only using 5,000, then they purchase what they need. They now have some funding available for other things. That can be considered disruptive. Conversely, if they see things that are actually being used across the district, they can engage with that vendor, make a district-wide or a larger purchase, or deploy that application district-wide, because they see an investment opportunity in education or an investment opportunity in productivity that they've been missing. So again, you don't know what you don't know. And when the data shows you these types of trends that are happening in the district, you're very empowered to disrupt the norm and bring new things to the district and new things to the classroom. And sometimes that can be considered disruptive. The other thing I just wanted to mention before it gets lost, when we talked about maybe these pet projects that administrators might have, and they're pet projects because they wanted to invest in a vision for improving student achievement or helping teachers, etc. Sometimes when those applications aren't being used, it shows a district where professional development really needs to be stepped up. So a lot of times, these applications, because they're not being used, doesn't necessarily mean that they're not, they're not good applications.
Right.
It could mean that, you have some pockets of school sites or whatever where, they just need more help in order to use that product effectively. So, I didn't want to give the perspective that, that pet projects are not great projects. Sometimes they just need more help, and Catch On shows that, shows that there. But it can be disruptive. But we also feel it has a transformational perspective to it as well.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And I don't know, Jenna, do you want to talk about the transformational kind of piece?
Certainly. I could give specific examples of how, we've seen the transformation happen before our eyes. Lil mentioned that as districts find tools that they have invested in, whether it is a pet project or whether it's, a curricular tool that Assistant Soup of Curriculum has adopted, whatever the case may be, the data analytics and providing them actionable information about these tools and their usage helps them identify exactly where they need to fit that professional development in to improve that usage, to be able to leverage that tool and get the full potential out of it, so that they don't have to just make a quick decision to say, we want to get rid of this tool. That's something very different about Catch On's approach and our overall marketing and how we help districts leverage this data is we encourage them to not look at it as black and white. It's used, it's not used, get rid of it.
Good point.
We really help them through our services, through our professional development that we put as part of just our overall ongoing work with the district. We provide them professional development so that they can utilize that data to take a journey. That journey starts with seeing if the app is used. And then they identify where that app is not used, which campuses, which classrooms that's not being used in. And then they can make decisions about professional development to improve that usage. But then they're going to get later down the line, and they might identify that this tool is not being used and nothing is really helping it. So that's when they go into the trending apps and see, well, there are alternative tools that are being used that serve the same purpose, that are getting the usage that we want to see, and they're just as good, if not better. So what if we made a different decision? What if we transformed our decision and chose this tool instead, the one that's meeting our students' and teachers' needs? And then, of course, that's how the purchasing changes. That's how the curricular decisions change.
Mm-hmm.
But that's something, that's how we see Catch On helping districts, is it's not completely linear. It's evolutionary. It's always changing. This data is always
changing.
It is.
And you're,
it's always new apps used.
And this, as the school districts adapt to the ever-changing world of technology, you folks are also adapting. Okay, which brings
absolutely.
Me. I got time for one more question, and I know you guys. What's on the horizon? Where do you see this all going? What's the future trend? Jenna picked up on the rogue app thing. Okay, which I think is incredible. Okay, and how it affects everything. All right, 2.5-3 years ago. All right, what's now future prognosticator with your crystal ball, Jenna? What's the future hold?
Well, we're very excited
about
the immediate horizon. Oh, goodness.
Right.
We're very excited about our immediate horizon because we just released a brand new version of our product, a brand new platform that gives districts even more customization and data analytics to help them drive these decisions at a truly actionable way and in a tangible way. We've released a class-level module, which helps our districts be able to have this data all the way down to the classroom. So that, as Will mentioned, they really can affect professional development at the classroom level where it's most needed. But long term, Larry, we are just scratching the surface with data analytics in K-12. Catch On is so proud. We're so proud to be at the helm of this. We're proud to lead this space. Proud that this crazy idea happened 2.5 years ago. But this is just the tip, and with our partnership with ENA, we are constantly making really strong investments into how we can continue to help school districts drive better outcomes, both for teaching and learning, through the use of data and technology.
And you just nailed that, Jenna. I got to tell you, because data is everything. Okay, I mean, there's a humanity to education. We all know that. Okay, and humanity has to be nurturing and all that. But this, a lot of decisions, not every decision, but a lot of decisions have to be based not on emotion, but on data, okay? What to purchase, how to purchase it, how does it affect the bottom line? It's nice to say I like the sales representative, and hence I'm going to buy their product, okay? That's wonderful. It's a great relationship, but we have to make sure that product is being used, all right? And that's what you guys are – and that's what's lacking out there, and superintendents and chief technical officers are dying for more information on the data so they can get the job done and get it done right. What you guys have done – and you said it. It's the tip of the iceberg. Jenna, it's amazing. 2.5 years, Jenna. 2.5 years. Unbelievable.
And, Larry, I'll add on to that. What you said about the data is – districts, really, they have a lot of data. I mean, they've got data in spreadsheets. They got data in servers. They got data.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's not easy.
Yeah.
This stuff is not easy.
Thank you for
clarifying
that.
Catch On makes it visual. It makes it actionable.
Exactly.
It's at a glance. You see this information, that is just aggregated and put together so easily for you that, and you can download it, you can do whatever you'd like with it. But, the brilliance is that, somebody doesn't have to put together 15 spreadsheets and, call various vendors in order to come up with, you know, what's happening in our district
and
today.
And I can't tell you, Jenna, how many, here, he's Mr. Superintendent, Madam Superintendent, here's your spreadsheet. Thank you very much. It goes right in the drawer because nobody wants to look at it. All right. So this does, it visualizes exactly what's going on out there. This is a wonderful product. Okay. I have to tell you, Jenna, your first 2.5 years, you learned to, literally your first 2.5 years, you learned to shake a rattle and walk a little bit and maybe make baby sounds. Look what you've done in the last 2.5 years. It's unbelievable.
Thank you, Larry. I appreciate that.
I really is. Lil, anything else? We're going to leave in a minute or so. You want to wrap it up, Lil? Lil Kellogg?
Yeah, no, I just certainly kudos to Jenna for, you know, kind of having
amazing.
This vision. It is amazing. She is the ultimate entrepreneur. And we're delighted. Yeah, we're delighted.
And a shining star out there to a lot of young
work.
Women in STEM. I got to tell you, I want to make that point, okay? A shining star to getting young ladies involved in STEM. I mean that, Jenna.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Jenna. I'm saying thank you for Jenna, but Jenna, you can thank you can thank him yourself. But you know, I think the future is really around you know, evolving this product to meet the, you know, kind of the future needs. So,
yep.
You know, we're absolutely delighted to have Jenna, you know, provide that future vision. She thinks about that every minute of every day, and so that's, you know, that's what we see in the future is just more amazing application of the Catch-On product.
It's just great, and again, a great working with a great company, ENA. It just affiliate sister companies. Okay, it's just wonderful, ladies. Thank you both. We got to go. This was just great, and we'll do more. We'll do more. Okay, thank you, Lil.
Thank you so much,
Jenna.
Larry.
Oh, my pleasure.
Have a wonderful
indeed.
Day. Bye-bye.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, that's from ENA, Lil Kellogg, and the founder of Catch On, Jenna Draper, and it's catchon.com. And this is a terrific product. We have an interview with Lil and Jenna in this issue of our magazine, Accessibility, Compliance, and Equity, ace-ed.org. You can see it there. And it's just great stuff, all right? We want to get the word out on this. All right. We're going to archive the show at education-talkradio.org and tweet it out at EduTalkRadio like we always do. Again, our magazine, Accessibility, Compliance, and Equity, ace-ed.org. All right. We thank you so much for listening today. Check out these wonderful products and work with these wonderful people. All right. My name's Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio. Thanks for listening.